this rik has to be on the corner of Mizbeach. The etzpa is supposed to use your hand, a finger. The chud is supposed to be put mamish on the corner of the keren. The ishim is supposed to be burnt. So the kitzah, the dam is supposed to be burnt. So these prote mechatas hapnim is done with mechatas achitzen. So that's a svar to be marbo mechatas hapnim. So we also still know adarab, just the opposite. Chatas seif hevel bebuya. There's still a svar to be marbo mechatas seif. Why? Shekein chutz kemoisa. Mechatas seif is being done on the mizbeach achitzen, the outside mizbeach. Just like the chatas achitzen and the achil kemoisa. And also you eat from it. A chatas seif is nechel kahanim. Just like a chatas achitzen is nechel kahanim. So the Zohar is said to be marbo a chatas oif over a chatas apnim. Zohar says no, hanech tefishin. Still there are more reasons that a chatas a behema of a pnim should be marbo. It's more daimut to the chatas achitzen than an oif is daimut to the chatas achitzen. A behema to behema is more daimut than an oif a bird to behema. That's the Zohar. The other one says, Rabbi Yosef Omar, Omar Kwa, the Pasuk says, Yachilenu, Lizu, V'lo Liacheres, that there's a meat here, that Yachilenu means one of these chatoyas that is eaten has the locha that its dam is toying kibbus, and one of them is not. So it comes out, V'necholes miyat akosiv, on a chatis that's nechol, in other words, on a chatis oif, that's nechol, you could eat from it. Here there's a mir to say, like not all the chatoyas and necholis is his dam toying kibbus. There's one that's not. Which is the one that's not? That's this one. That's the chatis hoif. So tomorrow is so via zeis lomeli. If we're learning that from the word yachilenu, so then why do we need the word zeis? Why do we need the mir zeis for? So Mar says no, we need both. Elav zeis. If it wouldn't have been for the mir from the word zeis, having me, I would have thought to say Yachilenu is Orcha de Kro. That's the normal way, that's the normal manner. That's Orcha de Kro. It's Kamash Vulon, that's the Chiddush know that once we have Zeus and Miut, so now it's a Shiloh, which one is the Miut? Yachilenu tells us that in something that's Nechal, there's a Miut. Not all the Necholis is the Dam Toin Kivus, there's one that's not, and that's the Chatisaif. Rav Amarava says, Amakwa, the Pasuk says, Ashe Yaza, the Hazor is Hakos Medaber. The Pasuk is talking about Domim that need Hazor. In other words, Hazor is, Rashi says, the Ika Hazor is the Chatas Hapnim. Where is the Ika Lashon of Hazor, of spritzing it? The Pasuk says, like, Bazor ala Proichus. He's supposed to spritz it on the Proichus. That's the Chatas Hapnim. Sadra, when the Pasuk says, Ashe Yaza, so it means Bazor is Hakos Medaber. That Yikr Limud is the Rechata Sapnim, its dam is toin kibbus. And we have a reboot Torahs, even Rechata Sachitzoin. So Pshita Rechata Sapnim, its dam is toin kibbus. For the Gemara, the Yotani will learn like this. Afa Pish and Akosim Adabar Eleven Necholis. Aye, our Mishnah's Mashman, not like that. Our Mishnah speaks out like, even though this Pash of dam, that's toin kibbus, it's only been Necholis. By a chatas achitzoin, but we might be even a chatas apnim. So it's not like Rova. Rova is saying the Ika Post that talks about the kibbutz by dam of a chatas is by the pnim, and the Mishnah's mashma the opposite way. The Ika is by the chatas achitzoin, just as a ribu, even a chatas apnim. Gemara says true. Linyan mariko shtifa. That's the locha if you cook up a chatas in a pot. How are you machshir the pot? To take out the bli of the chatis. That's a dinam rikur shtifa, that you have to wash it out first and then kasher it. And that taka says b'necholis. That's talking about taka, the necham, the chatois that you could eat. And therefore, we might be even a chatis apnim also. Mufakir, the Rashi says, that there are certain things in this parasha that are only talking about a chatis anecholis, a chatis achitzen, and it's not talking about a chatis apnim. Like the Moshe this halacha of rikur shtifa. How you have to kasha the kelim, we'll see later on, if you cook up a chatas in a kli. And a chanami, riku shtif, is only talking about necholis. Avolinyin kibbus, but again to this halacha, that the dam of a chatas that it goes on a beged, is a special mitzvah to wash the beged, asha yazeksiv. The apostle talks about hazor, which is mashma the ikar of it, is why chatas happenim. So when it says, Yochi, if so, echor ha necholis v'echor ha pnimis, what does the Mishnah say like, for sure necholis and even pnimius. No, it should have said echad pnimius vechad necholis, like pshita the chatas apnim and even the chatas necholis also miboylei. So Moses and Echnami, to me, that's the way it should learn. Learn according to Rava echad pnimius vechad necholis. So the Moses still asks, the hoch yisom chatas oif nami. Why don't I include also then a chata seif? Let's say also it's dam is toin kibbutz. So Mara says again, no, miyat rachmona, there's a miyat rachmona that something has to go out. Miyat rachmona zeis, for the Mara Yochi is so, like now we're going, the Ika Posik says about the chata sapanim. So just like it'd be marba chata sachitza and be marba chata seif also, so Mara says, no, there's a Posik zeis. Yochi for the Mara, so chitzayna nami loy. Maybe the word zayis takes out even a chatas achitzin. Tzmora says no, riba rachmona teras. But still there's a riba to say something else is included. Not only a chatas apnim, something else also. Okay, good. So again, we have a riba and a miut. Tzmora says, the man rayas, how do you see fit to say which one is yes and which one is no? Tzmora says, yes, mistav, this is a swara. Chatas beim hevel rebuya. It's more of a swara to say that a chatas achitzin of the heima should be marbam. Why? Because it's like a chatas apnim, shekein behema, the both behemis, animals, shchitas, tzofon, the kabolas, kli, the karen, the yetzpam, the chuda, they all have the same things, shchitas bivitzofon, kabolas adam, and the kli, and the karen, with the finger of the kayin, on the corner of the karen, vishum, and the dam must be burnt on the mizbeach. Vashenken, the chatas doesn't have these things. So where's the other rabbi, just the opposite, chatas, saif, hevel, rebuyei, or else Ishim means that the Emurim Elitz is burnt. Hashenka and Bachat the Seif, there's no Emurim to be burnt. Not just the Dal, I mean the Emurim. So more the other way, but the opposite way. Chat the Seif, Hevel and Rebuyim. Maybe there's a swear to say, Chat the Seif should be more daima to a Chat the Sapanim. You know why? Shekein Hazor Kemaisoch. Kemaiso. Chat the Seif also needs Hazor, the Posse calls it. Hashenka and Chat the Sachitzen, it's called the Zerika, not Hazor. So Chat Sapnim and Chat Seif, they're both called Hazois. As the process says, Vihizo Midoma by Chat Seif. So my answer is still Hanach the Fishin, and rather than more swarous to say that this Chat Hachitzon Shibidoma to Chat Sapnim, rather than saying Chat Seif. Therefore, the Ribui is the Chat Hachitzon, and the Miut is the Chat Seif. Now the Gemara asks, Boy, Rabbi Avin has a shout like this. Chatis oif, sheichnis doma bitzavora bifnim, mao. You have a chatis oif, and the blood is still inside the neck of the bird. You didn't squash out the blood yet. And you brought the bird the way it is now, inside the pnim, inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. If there are psul on the damanat, we had before that if you take a dam of a chatis and bring it inside the pnim, it passes the dam. So maybe that's only when you have the dam in the kli, but here where the dam is in the neck, is that called dam or not? That's a shayla mahu. Savora kli sharos dummy. Do we consider the neck of the bird like it's in the kli sharos right now, or misul, and therefore there will be a psul? It's sort of like you're taking in the dam of the chatis inside the pnim, that's a psul. I do maybe know, kitzavra behema. It's behema to the tzavra behema, meaning to say, Kesava behema, the gersa should be dummy, and umidomo merachmono. For lady sorrow, the terrorist is only if you take in the dam, not the botha. So by behema, there wouldn't be a shayla. It's not a psul. So maybe by knife also, since the blood is still inside the neck of the bird, it's not called dam yet. There will not be the psul of nichnas lefnim. That's the shayla. So that's the shayla. How do we look at this safe? Since a knife does not need a kabbalah b'kli, maybe the dam right now is considered dam, or else no, still it's inside, it's like a behemoth. So the shalom would be is you made a malika on the yoif, and after the malika, now you brought the yoif inside to the panim. So where it says, Toshma, come here. So locha pirchaso, if the yoif is moving around, pirchaso, v'nich nesol afnim, and by itself it like moves inside the panim, v'chos, when it comes out again, shera. As after you made a malika on the yoif, now if it goes in by itself and comes out, it's still kosher. So chordiyik is hoy chnisa. But if you bring it in, then sula. So mashma the dam would be possible, even though the dam is still in the tzav or still in the neck of the yoif, it's called achnosa. It'll be psul. So Mar says no. The time according to your tam, Holetaimech Gabi Kotshi Kadoshim. By the behem of Kotshi Kadoshim, most of the Tani, we learned that Pirchaso, if the behema moves around, Pirchaso, the Yotzel Adorim, and it goes outside, Vatish Meit Shechita of Kodesh Kadoshim on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. It says Pirchaso, if it moves around and it goes away from the Tzofen to the Dorim side, the Chozer comes back to the Tzofen side, Ksheva. That's what it says. The Chur, what do you want to tell me? Dikir also, Hoitzi Yipsula, that if you would take the Bosor out, means out of the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach, to the Dorim side, there'd be a Psul. What kind of Psul is there? Achura, there's no Psul Yaitzei. You did not go outside the Mizbeach, outside the Yazara. You're still inside the Yazara. You only went from the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach to the Dorim side. So what kind of Psul is that? So what kind of Dik is it? So where it says, Elaha Yitzoso Lachut Yisrochle, the Chiddush is about going outside the Yazara together. The Chiddush here only is that if you take it outside the Azor, that's Nafkamina. If it goes out by itself, it's not Psula. But if you take it outside, there's a Psul Yaitzei. Senech Naimah, the Psul Yaitzei would apply both to a behem and to a knife. But we're not talking about the Deek is not Lepanim. About going inside by life, it could be, even if you would take it inside, it would not be Psula. There's no Psul since the Dam is not Dam yet, still only Bitsavar. But the Chiddush is about Yitziah. If you take it outside the Azorah, there would be a psul yotzei. And when it's vuslei, is achinami yotzolachut yitzrochlei. So kids will not push the shaylo. If you have the dam and the tzavra, there will be a psul nichnas lefnim or not. Boy, Rabbi Avraham asked a question like this: Nishpach al horitzpom. Let's say the blood spills on the floor, v'yosvo, and now you gather it together. It spills out from the tzavra oif. You made a malika on a knife. And right after the Malika, the dam now spilled on the floor of the Asara, and he gathered together, Ma, what's the locha? Aftrucha yud liyatzuchi rachmon eklisharis. The Torah did not need a Kabbalah in eklisharis by oif. Zirkach, therefore, oisve v'choshe, like there's no avoidance of Kabbalah. Therefore, even though the dam is supposed to go directly from the neck of the oif onto the Mizbeach, but I call upon him here that it's spilled on the floor, so what? You just pick it up, and it'll still be kosher. Dukach oisav kosher, I dimma maybe no. Mifsa posa be rachmona. The Torah made a psul. Meaning to say, the Torah Badafka does not want the dam to go into a kli. The Torah wants the dam of the oif to go directly onto the Mizbeach. Says so, Dukach, ovio be posul. Dukach oisav posul. That's the Shaila. Kitu, the din, is there a din that the dam has to go directly from the tzavra of the oif onto the Mizbeach? Or maybe no. Some of Rav says, Tosh, am I coming here? Yochai would have thought to say, Yei dam chatisoif, toin kibbus, maybe the dam of a chatisoif, if it falls on a beggar, is toin kibbus, tam lemon is a mere takro, the potik says, Zeis, that no, only the dam of a chatis behemah, not a chatisoif. Now, the Yi, Sakotat, if you can tell me, the mere supposed rachmonom, that whenever the dam of the oif goes on to a kli, that's a psul. The Torah wants the dam to go directly from the earth to the Mizbeach. But if it goes on top of a Kli, that's a Psul. If so, this dam, like right before it goes on to the Kli, it becomes Posul Zrika. Typically, to isolate the Avra Kli, like as soon as the dam goes on top of the Avra, the Kli, that should be a Psul. It's like you're passing the dam. So anyway, the dam is not fit for Zrika. So it's not turning kibbutz. So what do we need a special Posik for? Elamai will be a proof that the dam does not become possible even though it goes on top of a beged, the dam of a knife. It could be at the Shalouis, if you take your kli, your jacket, and you put it mamish by the neck of the knife, so the dam goes directly onto the beged from the knife, therefore the dam is not possible. So therefore I would have thought to say, maybe this dam of Chatis Seif is torn kibbutz. That's why I need a special posik of Zois to say miut. So again, we have no proof to our shayla. Boi minei Levi. Levi has to shout like this. Nitez mi begid le begid mal. Let's say the dam of a chatis. And the locker is that the dam goes on a begid. You have to wash that begid. Let's say the dam first went on one begid. And from that begid, it went on to another begid. Mal. Mi begid kam itchilei le kibbus. since the first beged, it's turned kibbutz, that's it, it's dochui. So in other words, once the dam reached on one beged, the din is you have to wash it off. So the kitz is not royal lizrik anymore. So therefore, if the dam goes on to a second beged, it will not be mechayev to wash it. By duma, maybe loy, maybe you don't shave the svara. No, the mice is still dam, even though it's turning kibbutz on one beged, but before you wash it, it's still dam. Therefore, on the second beged, it's also turning kibbutz. You would have to wash the second beged also. Omalei said back to him, Zu shaylo. Is this a question? Toyin kibbutz umanushoch. Listen, on the second beged for sure, you're going to have to wash it anyway. E oisvei v'kosher or kosher. If you tell me now that if you collect the dam from the floor, it's still kosher. See, also, it's not worse than you took it off the beged and you could use it. So on the second beged also make a din kibbutz. Vi oisvei yuposel. And even if you want to say that when the dam goes on the floor, it's posel. So like here also, you want to tell me when the dam goes on the first beged, so like it's possible it can't be used anymore for zrikom. So maybe when it comes on the second beged, maybe it's not toying kibbutz. So he answers back, no, no kibbutz really. I hold like a kibbutz shita. The yom that he says like this, not like a mishnah that he holds. Hoysel a shas hakoishev and ifsel a dama. If the dam once had a shas hakoishev, means the dam was once fit to make a zrikom with it. And then the dam becomes psul, like tomei or linom, still toying kibbutz. Seir manashach. This dam, since it was once fit to be used, lemais it's toying kibbutz. So even on the second beged, avad will be a mitzvah to wash it also. Then the tzad gimel atah. Boy minei Rami bachomim Rav Chizda. Rami bachomim is question from Rav Chizda.